Audacity Loopback. Part 1. Hello and thank you for joining me for another episode of my podcast. Today episode, I'll demonstrate on how to use Loopback, a new feature since Audacity 2.0.4, for Windows Vista or later. This might be useful for people who want to record something from the internet, sometimes called record streaming, or record podcast including your voice and your screen reader together, but your hardware does not support stereo mix. This podcast will be splitted in two parts, and in part 1, I'll talk about record streaming. The next part is record your voice and screen reader together. So now I'm going to talk about part 1, record streaming using Audacity. First, you need to download and install Audacity, a free multi-track audio recording and editing from http://audacity.sourceforge.net. Go to this address, and jump to the heading called Download Audacity XXX, where XXX the latest version, then press Enter to download it. I do this podcast using Audacity 2.0.5 for Windows, which the latest version at the time of my podcast, January 2014. I've already installed Audacity on my laptop, so I'm going to open it now.
Windows D, Desktop, Folder View, List View, Windows Mail, 1 of 5.
I press A to find Audacity.
A, Audacity.
And press Enter to run it.
Enter. Welcome to Audacity. Press JAWS key plus H to display the list of JAWS hotkeys for Audacity. Audacity is starting up ... Audacity track panel. Track view table.
I have my Audacity opened. By the way, I use Audacity with JAWS and JAWS script, so you may see something different if you use Audacity without installing JAWS script. Back to the podcast. Now I'm going to config Audacity to record what I hear from my speaker. First, press Shift plus H at anywhere in the main window of Audacity to open the Windows Host dialog.
H. Select Audio Host dialog. Audio Host combo box. MME 1 of 3.
In the combo box, use up or down arrow key to select Windows Wasapi.
Windows Direct Sound. Windows Wasapi.
Press Enter to save setting and leave the dialog box.
Enter. Track view table.
Now I press Shift plus I to open the dialog to select Input Device, the device I want to record from.
I. Select Input Device dialog. Input Device combo box. Speakers left parent Realtek high definition audio right parent left parent loopback right parent 1 of 1.
Right now I just have my onboard sound card, that is Realtek high definition audio, so this combo box just contains one device that I can record from. If you have more than one device connect to your computer, it will be appeared in this list. Press up or down arrow to choose what you want, and press Enter. Now I press Enter to select this, and close the dialog.
Enter. Track view table.
I have just configured my Audacity to record what I hear from my speaker. Now I'll demonstrate by looking for a demo song I played a few months ago. It locate on my C drive. I'll record the steps I look for it, as well as play and stop it. I press letter R to start recording, and then open my C drive to look for the demo song.
R. Track 1. Menu, search box edit, C, colon, enter, leaving menus, system, D, doimat guoi shu, D, demo.mp3, enter. Jet Audio Lyric Viewer, Jet Audio, demo.mp3. Alt F4, system left pair, Alt F4, Audacity, track 1, space.
I've just used Audacity to record and stop recording a song from other program. As I've said before, I recorded the step I look for the song, press enter to play a part of it, spacebar to stop, close any opening windows, and return to my Audacity. Now I'll play what I recorded for you by pressing spacebar in Audacity.
Space. Track 1. Menu, search box edit, C. Colon enter, leaving menus, system, D, doimat guoi shu, D, demo.mp3, enter. Jet Audio Lyric Viewer, Jet Audio, demo.mp3. We'll be right back. Interface. Alt F4, system left pair, Alt F4, Audacity, track 1.
As you can hear, Audacity recorded everything I hear from my speaker, such as my screen reader JAWS, and the music play by other program. This might be useful for people who want to record something from the internet. And now is the time to finish this podcast. I hope this useful for you, and I'd love to hear your feedback. If you have any feedback, contact me with the following informations. Email, dangmengalong@gmail.com, spell, dangmahcuong@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at mengkuangsai, spell, manhcuongpsy. Thank you so much for listening, see you next time.